Hi, this is Kim Craig, and I'm interviewing my mother-in-law, Patsy Craig. And, Pat, can you give me your address?
173 West Lake Drive, Roswell, Georgia.
And your approximate age or date of birth?
50.
And your mother's name?
Cosetta Tilly.
Your father's name?
Joseph Tilly.
Places lived and when?
How far back?
I'm assuming, let's see, you can go as far back as you want, or as far back as you can remember.
Well, I was born in Worthville, Kentucky, and my parents moved to Cincinnati, Ohio when I was 11 years old. And I lived in Cincinnati until 1974. And then I lived in northern Indiana, up close to Chicago, for a year and a half. And then I moved to Little Rock, Arkansas, and I lived there for 10 years. And I've been in Georgia for 7 years.
Okay. And what does your education consist of?
High school with some college.
And your religion?
Protestant.
Your present occupation?
Region marketing manager with M&M Mars.
And your former occupations?
Well, I was a district sales manager and a sales rep with M&M Mars. And prior to that, I was a district manager and a sales rep for Hubline. And prior to that, I was secretary for several national companies such as Gillette Toiletries and Hunt Wesson Foods. And I also worked for the Cincinnati Reds during in 1968.
And what would you say your special skills consist of?
Well, I think you mean from a business standpoint?
Yes.
Well, certainly typing, and then I happened to had shorthand when I was in high school, and I used it as a secretary, but it comes in handy now when I'm at meetings as far as taking notes and things. Also, the computer skills, all the sales training and sales background that I have, the many classes and things I've taken in that, management skills, how to train and develop people.
In your major accomplishments?
Okay, as far as major accomplishments in my personal life, I would see the results of that I was able to actually raise two small children by myself and bring them up into, you know, they turned out to be very good adults. From a business standpoint, I think the fact that I've been able to move up in my career without having a college education, of course, today that would be extremely difficult, but I happen to be in some situations the right place at the right time. But certainly I think the success I've enjoyed within business would be, from a career point, I feel very satisfied with that.
And you're a national-born citizen, right?
Right.
Now I'm just going to ask you a few questions about the 50s and 60s, and anything that you can remember, just state. And if you have any other opinions, you can state those as well. In early 1950s, what would you say you would recall most?
Well, I was a young girl in the early 50s, but I can remember the Korean War going on. I don't really remember a lot of facts around the Korean War, other than I had an uncle that fought in the war, and I remember him coming home, and I just remember some of the things that were going on around it at that point in time, or hearing about it, but I don't specifically remember the war itself. And then I do remember, like, as far as when they had the spy trial for the the Rosenbergs.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I remember some of that being on TV, and the fact that they were found guilty and they were electrocuted. It seemed like to me they had like two young sons at that time, but there was a lot of questions, and I know later on came up over the years that whether they were really, you know, guilty or not, but that was quite a sensational thing at that time. Also in the early 50s, I remember Queen Elizabeth being coronated. In fact, they let us go home from grade school to watch the coronation on TV, and you know, I guess we all kind of put ourselves in a place, especially as a young girl, thought that was really neat. So those would be some of the things that really stand out in the early 50s.
What about any social or culture events in the 50s, such as music, TV, dances, religions, the way things were brought up?
Well, I remember, certainly just from the standpoint of the environment at that time, people were a lot more family conscious. People were not moving as mobile. They weren't moving across the country like they do today. Families weren't split so much, so there was a lot more family ties. I can remember as a little girl, our families having family reunions every year, and you know, all the cousins and everything getting together. And certainly you don't see that today because of the fact that people are spread out so much. Maybe parents live in one part of the country and the kids live in, you know, another part of the country, so it makes it rather difficult. But also there was a more respect for authority, you know, especially in the schools. We respected the teachers, and there wasn't all the danger and things. And probably, if anything, the biggest thing in schools, I remember some of the boys sneaking out and having a puff on a cigarette. You know, there was certainly nothing like the drug issues and things like that that we have today. And the environment was just a lot safer. I mean, you could walk and go to movies, and you didn't have to worry about all the things that, you know, the things on the street and that take place today. So, you know, and I certainly remember, like, when the rock and roll came into being, that everybody thought that was going to be the downfall of the United States, and a lot of people thought Elvis Presley, you know, was really corrupting all the youth, and he was on Ed Sullivan's show, and they wouldn't show him from the waist down because they thought he was too sexy for the young people to see. So, and I also remember having a chance to meet Elvis when I was about a freshman in high school. He was appearing at the Cincinnati Gardens and doing a show, and my girlfriend's mother introduced us. But that would be some of the things, I guess, in the 50s as far as the way the culture was at that time, and also the environment and some of the, you know, things that were happening at that point.
Okay. What do you remember about the Salk polio vaccine?
Yeah, I do remember when the Salk polio vaccine became available, because it was, I mean, that was probably one of the most fearful times prior to that being developed because of the polio epidemic that was going around. In fact, I had a friend that developed polio and was in an iron lung, so there was a great deal of fear around developing polio. So when the Salk vaccine came out, we had to take a shot, and I remember going up to the Board of Health there in a little town Cincinnati where we lived, and getting a free vaccine shot. And then of course later the Sagan oral vaccine was invented, or developed I should say.
In 1957, can you recall the Civil Rights Acts and the school desegregations that were taking place? And what were your feelings on school desegregation issues?
Actually, you know, I recall and I remember a lot of the protests and a lot of things going on, but even though I grew up in Cincinnati, I lived in a suburb of Cincinnati that was all white, and I really did not go to school with any black children, so I was really pretty much out in tune at that time with it. It was more into the 60s that I really was more aware of it. But, you know, I do remember taking place, and more specifically around the Little Rock school integration there, because that was the summer of 57, and I had a cousin whose boyfriend was in the National Guard, and he was sent there to help integrate the school system. So I was, you know, a little more aware of that. But actually, like I said, it's more of the 60s that I became, you know, more involved from a knowledge standpoint of what was really happening around desegregation.
In the 1960s, what were your feelings about the election? In specific, we're talking about John F. Kennedy. And where do you, or do you recall the assassination? And a lot of people can say that they remember exactly where they were. Can you say the same?
Yeah. Well, I remember Kennedy actually came into downtown Cincinnati when he was campaigning the summer prior to his being elected in November of 60. And some of us had a chance to go downtown Cincinnati and see him from a distance. And we were all, you know, so impressed with how young he was and how good looking he was and so tan and all this. But actually, I couldn't vote at that time because then you had to be 21 to vote rather than the 18 that it is today. So even though I, you know, was involved somewhat in, you know, really knowing about Kennedy and that, I was not able to vote for him because of the age factor. But I do remember him being assassinated in November of 63 because, and I worked for the Arthritis Foundation at that time, downtown Cincinnati, and I'm like the rest of the people. I remember exactly when we were told about it and, you know, the feelings, and we were all allowed to go home. In fact, my daughter was just 5 months old at that time. And we went home and we all stayed glued to the television tube for the next several days. In fact, he was buried on my birthday, which is the same date as his son's birthday. And but prior to that, like the next day after the assassination of Kennedy, it was on a Friday, and then on Saturday, I happened, like I said, was watching TV along with other people and saw them Jack Ruby shot, or Oswald shot by Jack Ruby. And then you know, like I said, we saw the where he was laid out in the rotunda, and then the funeral, and it was like 4 days of just staying, you know, actually glued to the tube during that whole time. So.
And what about the civil and women's rights? And do you feel that they're justified today? And you can do any kind of comparison as of today and in the 60s.
Well, I think it has improved, but I think it's, in some ways I feel like we're starting to go backwards some. I think, you know, there was a real surge, especially in the business environment. I think 10 years ago there was a real effort by the business community to start the improvement of offering women better opportunities, and now I think they've kind of felt like they've done their part, and there's maybe not as much emphasis, and maybe that's part of it from the, you know, women's standpoint. They haven't put enough emphasis on making sure that, you know, we continue to make progress. But there definitely is a change. I know when I graduated from high school, the thought was, unless you were going into nursing or into or if you wanted to be a school teacher, otherwise you didn't really, women just didn't go to college that often. You went in, you were to be a secretary, and you didn't think about, you know, being able to do anything else. And women really did not have, you know, very good support to be able to move up in the business environment. So certainly when the National Organization of Women was developed and it started, you know, becoming more for women's equal rights and that, it has, you know, it had its impact. But I still think there's a long way to go before you'll really see equality, especially when you think about the pay today versus, you know, what a man makes. There usually, in every case, is still a discrepancy. And I think more emphasis needs to be put on that area by women, the younger generation of women.
What about this as far as civil rights?
Well, like I said, I remember the civil rights movement more in the early 60s, actually after Kennedy got into office and the bombings in Montgomery, when the children were killed in the church. And remember, you know, the sit-in at the Woolworth counter over in the Carolinas. And in Cincinnati, you know, we weren't as involved in a lot of the racial tension, but there still was you know, some picketing and some rioting, but not to the extent like there was in Watts, where they burned just about everything in the Watts area in Los Angeles. And there was just a great deal of fear. People really, that like myself, that grew up and had never really been involved with the black people, there was a lot of fear about, you know, being around them and how they would act and how we really, you know, would learn to live together. So I think a lot of it was more from fear and ignorance than anything else. But I do remember a lot of people being, I used to see on the news at night, you know, dogs attacking black people and the police beating them. And it was a tremendous amount of violence around it. And, you know, I don't know that it's, you know, we certainly don't see near the violence maybe today, but I'm not sure that it's improved a great deal over the last few years.